going to ask you to read is the Acts of the Apostles. Now, right in chapter 1, here we are after the resurrection. Jesus is on earth, and he's ready to be ascended into heaven. And the apostles have gathered. This is in chapter 1, verse 6. When they had gathered together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" And then Jesus answered, "It's not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority." Verse 8, "But you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and throughout Judea," etc. Thank you, Jesus. Moving down to chapter 2, verse 1, "When the time for the Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place, and suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim." Chapter 4. And, beginning of chapter 4, the Sanhedrin, the disciples are filled with the Spirit and have all this boldness, and Peter is a different person. His life has been changed, certainly from before the crucifixion. And he's there preaching and speaking boldly, proclaiming the goodness of Jesus. And Sanhedrin, they wonder what's going on here. These people are different than what they were. And so they're called before the Sophias and John and Ananias and the old priests and questioned. And they say, "How do you do this? What's going on? You're healing people. You're proclaiming God's word." And Peter just proclaims boldly that they're doing this in the name of Jesus. And down in verse 29, well, actually, in 23 down, disciples gathered all throughout the first century, right after Jesus' death. But I've been reading a book, and it's actually the first 10 centuries and beyond that the Spirit has been involved with all the disciples. And as we get down to verse 29, Now, Lord, take note of their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with all boldness as you stretch forth your hands to heal. The signs and wonders are done through the name of your holy servant Jesus." And as the disciples prayed in community together, verse 31, "As they prayed, the place where they gathered shook, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness." The life in that early church was incredible, and we have that same life now. Thank the Lord for that. Thank you, Jesus. One more slide. Well, last week we had what was called the baptism of the Spirit. Certainly, I know many people were touched by that. It was an encounter. Maybe it was a first experience. Maybe it was a renewed experience. I don't know how we all fit up on that altar. It was incredible. We're all up there. Incredible musicians. I got to thank Frank for being here the 6 weeks. Thank you, Frank. Everyone, thank you. The four students who were here last week, they also sung and played wonderful. I helped them at the 8:30 p.m. Mass at St. John's that evening play also. I worked some slides while they played. That they were just so filled. It was such a spiritual event down St. John's, and they're just great. And I thank God for them also. Some of them just been getting together just recently, playing together. So we thank the Lord there. I've talked to a couple people this week, and I've heard all kinds of stories about what happened to them. Were expectations filled? Were there some that weren't met? I've got this slide up here to show those gifts from Corinthians that are listed, gifts from Spirit that are listed in Corinthians, wisdom, knowledge, healing, prophecy, discerning of spirits, tongues. We talked about tongues in the past. Just talked about tongues here in the scripture reading in Acts. And then in Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit is listed. And those are the ones that just take over our whole self, make that new life, make our new life just filled with that fruit. And what I want to do at this point, we have two talks tonight, but I want to ask if anybody would want to give a testimony of how they felt about last week. It's not necessary, but if you'd like to, we'll certainly have time in our small groups to talk about maybe some of the gifts that you receive or some of the fruit that you receive. Anybody willing to talk at this point? Okay, that's okay. We can talk in small group and maybe a little bit later. We're going to have prayer later also. For anyone who wants some prayer, continuing prayer. Anyone who wanted to be prayed over, who wasn't here last week, and would certainly want that. And certainly, if you ever want prayer, we have a prayer meeting on Tuesday nights down at St. John's in Potter Cellar. You're welcome to be there between 7 and 9. We have a Bible study. We read scripture for about an hour or so, and we have a prayer time. You're certainly welcome to be there. And I know Kay spoke at week number one. Kay has a prayer group out at St. Francis Church, and they meet on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock. Am I right, Kay? 7 o'clock at St. Francis. I'm inviting them to your prayer group. But certainly, you're welcome to Kay's group also. And let's see, Carl is here tonight with us, and Carl has a prayer group down at Immaculate Conception in Fairmont, and they meet on Monday nights at 7. Right, okay, and I'm going to invite everybody there too if you want to go there. They also have a charismatic mass the second Monday of the month. And if you would like to go there, I know you'd be welcome there. I know Irene and I try to get there just about every second Monday of the month.